This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Calling out your name. Oh, he was so fine. Jimmy Lee. Oh, he was so fine.
We have a big 11 o'clock hour coming your way with Jim Haslett and Joe Lenardi. Martin Kilcoin joins us now.
Man, it's good to see you. I love this guy.
You know, Jim,
are you guys still here?
Yeah.
Frank and I were trying desperate. Like, Lenardi's like, hey, when do you want? We're like, 11:01. Haslett's like, what time? We're like, 11:02. Anytime early.
You know, Haslett's my guy. He used to bring me up into his office back in the day when he coached here with the Rams. We'd break down film.
What was the bar you'd hang out at? Barrister's?
No, we'd hang out at right there in
Murtaugh's, maybe?
No, why am I forgetting it?
It's not Murtaugh's?
I know the owners of the... come on, they've been there forever. Right at Maryland and...
Clayton area.
You're talking about... I'm sorry.
It's a bar. Andy used to hang out at with Strickland. Isn't it Murtaugh's?
Yeah, he's a DeSmet guy, actually. It's a little bar. It's by the old...
right on a corner there?
Vic Tanny.
Vic Tanny.
By that Firestone place.
Right in between Vic Tanny and Omni Sports.
Yeah, it's still there. That bar's still there.
It's around the corner from the Venture.
Yeah.
Next to Emo's Pizza.
The guy who owns it is married to a woman named Maura Fitzgerald, who was a few years older than me at Our Lady of the Pillar.
Yeah, I know Maura. Yeah,
you do?
Yeah,
well, she's a...
Maura was a spinning instructor with my wife for years.
Yep, she taught Monique, yeah.
This is one time Strickland said, Haslett's my guy, and I know who Maura is. I'm like, actually is telling the truth.
How about last night, Martin texted me. We don't have to say the name or talk about the story, but you said, hey, do you know this kid? It's like an 8-year-old hockey player. Right away. I knew who it was right away, hey?
You do. You are plugged in at all levels of the local hockey scene. All right, let me bring this up, because what does Strickland always crush Martin and Frank for? Nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys want to bring back Bacchus. You love Hitch. Mm-hmm. It's always about our love and fascination.
Guys. It's more like...
old school.
Oh, Isaac Bruce should be the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator for the XFL.
Right. So
team.
When Strick talks about the Billikens, he's like, oh, I don't know. They used to play Bob Huggins, and it used to be more fun.
Yeah.
That's nostalgia. That's yearning for the past, isn't it?
No, it just means that they used to be had a big time basketball field. Now it's not quite there for me specifically, based off of who they're playing. You know, when you play those schools that they play, and listen, it's not SLU's fault. I'm not blaming anybody. I like the coach. I like the people on the staff. Some of the people on their staff are on my staff. I like Chris May. I've had lunch with Chris May. I like him.
What a name drop.
You know, Chris May, text in and dispute that, please.
No. I like
they're in Lester's.
Like you remember Bobby
Bowden? You waved to him across the way.
We had lunch with Bobby Bowden, too, right?
We went to Bricktop, had a good lunch. But... there is
what you talk about
when their current state that doesn't allow them to elevate to a status that you would expect with the big time college basketball program. And
okay,
that's all I'm saying.
With that said, Bill in South County texted in. I'm not sure if that A10 is a 3-bid league anymore.
Correct.
Okay, so
I agree with that.
Can I give you facts? Because I know you guys don't like that.
No.
2018. 3 teams. 2017, 3 teams. 2016, 3 teams. 2015, 3 teams. Okay, 3. So
that's been their pattern of late. Now they may drop off this year.
They may. How long did they last in the tournament?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Listen.
LaSalle made that great run a couple years ago.
VCU was in there on one of those years.
And Final Four.
Yeah.
It's been the natural comparison. Everyone wants to bring up Gonzaga. They want to bring up Marquette. I mean, these are legitimate programs that go to the tournament every year.
They were in the championship
and
game 2 years ago.
In the tournament. I mean, Marquette's been to a Final Four, right? I mean...
I think that Marquette is helped by the fact that
they got a great player.
But they're in the Big East. I'm saying traditionally.
Correct.
And the Big East would get the 5 to 6
exactly.
bids.
And you're also getting bigger recruits.
Well,
SLU
would love to be in the
like
Big
that.
East. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
That's the conference they should be in.
I know.
You get SLU in the Big East, and I'll get season tickets, okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, what are the odds that Andy would pay for season tickets?
No, I said I'll get them.
I'll get them.
Very well played.
That is the conference. If they could get – it's all these Catholic schools, heavily Midwest. Mm-hmm. I would love it because I could see Marquette once a year in St. Louis.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, who else is in the A-10 besides Duquesne and Fordham?
St. Joe's.
Dayton. I like St.
You like Dayton?
Dayton then just made an NCAA tournament
Dayton's
run,
okay.
too.
A lot of private school kids from St. Louis go there for college.
Will it take for a school like SLU to lead their conference? Is it monetarily or what is it?
Well, you'd have to have a willing conference that wants you. I mean, Mizzou wanted the Big Ten. The Big Ten didn't want them.
And then football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you also have to have somebody to write a check for $1 million or $2 million mm-hmm. to get in there. Now, they do have people that do that. I mean, let's
face it. They got boosters that can get that money.
Yeah, Rex just gave them $50 million, and we know that Mr. Shavitz has given them Rex Singfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him $50 million. They gave him a basketball
halftime.
You may want to get him on your staff, Andy.
Okay, so
Rex made his money.
Singfeld gave him $50 million, and they gave him a basketball?
Yeah. Can you imagine
and,
him
well,
playing?
And, well, a building and of a...
Could you imagine playing... SLU playing Syracuse twice a year and teams like that.
It'd be cool.
That would be unbelievable. Yeah.
So so now you understand what I'm saying, please. Can you please understand?
Let's do that.
I'm not denying raise that money they're better off.
I'd be more excited if they played Vashon.
But what are they supposed to
do?
What are they supposed to do about it?
The
killer was when the Big East took Creighton instead of SLU.
That was the killer.
Because Creighton was coming from the Valley.
Yep.
Which, and I love the Valley, but that was a lesser league, and then there's SLU sitting there.
And that was right during the McDermott thing.
But they had a national televised game last Sunday with Villanova. Great game.
Well, it's because they're in the
Because that's what we talked about.
SLU national television tonight on ESPN against St. Joe.
And who's the
ESPN 1 or 2?
ESPN 2.
Who's the Valley school that
baby league.
Went to a Final Four? You know?
Wichita made their run.
Oh, wait a minute. Wichita, there's been another one. Loyola Chicago.
Bradley made the Sweet 16.
I mean, those school. I mean,
your conference doesn't hold. State, I mean, the conference shouldn't be an excuse for holding you back. As Gonzaga is the example, Wichita State. If you got a good program, you can make a run.
If you look at the A-10 conference and just go down the schools, and you see all these schools, and then you're like, SLU, well, how is even SLU even in that conference? It doesn't even make any sense. It's terrible.
You don't see the SLU Fordham connection.
No, I don't.
A couple of bar thoughts. Rick Thornton owns Jay McGraw's.
Thank you.
Kruger's Bar on Forsyth was near Victoria.
And so Jim Haslett owned a house just behind Jay McGraw's.
Yeah, his son was the quarterback in Clayton.
He used to hang out back there. He was my guy. We used to break it down.
The late, great
He's thinking
Jeff,
about moving back to St. Louis.
In fact,
there's some real estate buzz.
I used to help him scheme.
The late, great Jeff
That would explain the 2-14.
The late, great Jeff Clinton lived back there also.
Oh, that's
Westmoreland.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, before we kick you mopes out, let's do, seven for the slob,
hey, you'd like
five
this,
for Greenville.
Can I tell you one story? You'd like the story. So I'm about to tape an interview with Brady Tkachuk. He plays his first NHL game here
Another
tomorrow.
Another name dropper.
And...
Did you ever have breakfast with him? Lunch with him?
Oh, we have. Oh, yeah. So the dad's trip is going on right now with the Ottawa Senators. So the dad's trip is bringing Keith Tkachuk with the dads here to St.
Louis
tomorrow.
Wow, that's cool.
So the first half of the dad's trip is taking place tonight in Carolina. So the team arrived in Carolina last night. So Brady said, hey, can we tape the interview he didn't want to do it on game day. He said, can we tape it at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. By that time, we'll be done with dinner. I'll be back at the hotel. So he shoots me a text around 8:45. He said, hey, we're still here. I don't know how long this is going to be. Are you in a hurry? I said, no, I'm just watching the game. We'll be fine. 9:30 rolls around. Hey, we're still here. Are you sure you don't mind waiting? I said, I'll give it a little bit more time. 10:15, maybe 10 o'clock. No, it wasn't that late. It was closer to 9. He said, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to get Big Wald out of here. And so they're stuck at the restaurant. I said, how about we do it tomorrow?
So Brady was going to be on with Walt together?
No. But he's with Walt, with all the dads and the players. And he said,
Keeping an eye on dad.
I can't get Walt out of the restaurant, so I don't know when we're going to be able to do this. So
hey, if you look
slash
at this,
Walt's
bar.
A legendary. He's legendary on these dad trips. He just had one in Calgary. Apparently, he was hilarious.
Oh, can you imagine how much fun that would be?
Hilarious.
He would have been the fun dad, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He'd pick you up in the big Tahoe. You'd hop in. Let's go get donuts, kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get a little older. Let's go get a keg, kids.
We've done several. I'll tell the story now. We've done several like hockey trips together, but, you know, when his kids were playing. But when he... took the puck from Oshie in the face, right? Which, when he finally said, hey, I think I've done okay and I'm just ready to shut this down. And he was rehabbing the injury. He'd come on all the youth hockey trips on the weekends and he'd always be like, don't tell anybody that I'm here. You know, just keep it quiet. Didn't want anyone to know from the Blues that he was actually during the weekends. He wasn't paying much attention to what's going on with the Blues.
There
just
are
watching
eight
his kids play
Catholic
hockey.
Schools in the A-10 right now playing. And they've got a pretty good history of players in the A-10.
Yeah, the Atlantic 10's got a lot of schools
other
than geography that are similar to SLU with Catholic institutions.
Easy.
You like to do You like to do the lookalikes.
Yes.
Somebody texted me last night because we had Mike Schilt on. Mike Schilt, Derek Gould?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little bit. A little bit. All right, pause. You got the open over there. Yeah. Hit that lever, boy.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution.
You're ready.
Just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, you guys
brought
are El Chapo's...
Ambien.
You guys are El Chapo's mistress.
Oh,
you were in
that.
Court in New York, and you decided to flip and give all the details. What do you plan on doing the rest of your life, El Chapo mistress who just rolled on him?
Picking out my own grave.
Getting plastic surgery.
Massive plastic surgery, correct?
Buying a wig.
She didn't know he still had a wife.
Do you think maybe she'll become a he and hit the road? Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. She didn't know he had a wife. I didn't know until she got in court yesterday.
Apparently she gave a lot of secrets
so why
up.
Are
they weren't.
Why are they being brought into court? I'm not really following the story.
He's a tough drug guy.
She said all the drug secrets. And
She was just, a politician also.
So he won't get off. He won't get off.
No,
he's in the United States.
And there was the story about...
Where they find him, Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
In
a basement.
The first time they had him, he dug out a huge tunnel, but they said it was
in
so
a sewer.
It was so corrupt that he had like a whole team of people, a staff, digging this hole, and it had like a motorized cart to get him out. I mean, I think they kind of turned their head. They're all afraid of him. And then the U.S. went and got him.
Really? He was naked in this sewer with the mistress.
When they found him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sexy.
And the mistress said, I thought we were a couple. And now she's confused.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, she'll be dead soon. All right.
She'll be gone.
That's nothing to laugh at.
It's not. That's true. Thank you.
We
appreciate her doing the right thing. But if El Chapo's friends are listening, I'm very disappointed she said that.
I know nothing.
All right. What job would you like to do for a day? We were mentioning that Alvin Kamara of the Saints, every Tuesday during the season, does a blue-collar job. They showed him on the trash truck the other day. I'd like to be a mailman one day.
Okay. Well, you could be that.
I'd like to do that.
Martin's got a little mailman in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that.
You got a little Carmelo in you, too.
Thanks.
What would you do? I'd like to be the coach at DeSmet on a Friday night, packed house, in a big Metro Catholic game.
Oh, your expectations are very high. Coach at DeSmet.
I remember when they used to be at a better conference, Frank, and those games meant something.
Yeah, the bi-state.
Yeah. Is there any job you think you'd just get a kick out of trying it for a day?
I'd like to be a right winger for the Blues.
I'd like to.
How about like a working man's job? Look at you, elitist here.
Oh, a blue collar job.
Yeah. Alvin Kamara is picking up trash, and you guys are like, I wouldn't mind being a U.S. senator.
I'd like to be a grave digger.
Okay.
They make a lot of money.
But at your age, that could be a little uncomfortable.
That'd be a slow grave.
They make great, great money.
Get to pick out the perfect plot.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen it.
I want to be that.
All right. Can I sell you guys on appreciating the Patriots? Don't they bring us great games?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Think of the Super Bowls. Even when they beat the Rams, last second kick, they beat the Panthers in overtime. The game last year with the Eagles, wildly entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
The comeback against the Falcons.
That was maybe the best.
The loss to Seattle went down to the wire. Don't they always give us great games?
Yeah.
Maybe
we
should stop hating the Patriots.
Yeah, I
don't hate them.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, there was that one little stretch when, you know, they taped the walkthrough and stuff and they beat us last second. But you know what? They're fascinating to watch. And Belichick is so interesting because he's such a bore and a horse's a. He's interesting. You know, I love everything about
him. Nobody has more swag than the New England Patriots. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Patrick Mahomes, he's confident. He's never been scared. At least he doesn't look like it in the National Football League. But he will be when he sees number 12 on the other sideline. This Sunday.
Because when they walk out
in a
Sunday.
Championship game, when New England comes out, like the rest of the team, when you got number 12 leading you out, you have instant swag.
That's like bringing out Frank Sinatra on stage, man. Mm. It's just unbelievable.
They're
we're going to have a damn good time.
In that game, I say Chiefs win. You say Patriots?
Well, I mean.
Can you answer the question?
Just drink some of that mud.
Well, back when they had Len Dawson, they were more fun. It was more interesting.
But you know what? Go back to 1969 when they had Otis Taylor, Lynn Dawson, and those guys, Mike Garrett,
Morris Stroud,
Hank Stram.
Elmo
they were
Wright.
So entertaining back then.
Would you rather see old versus old or young versus young at the quarterback position? Which one do you
want? Well, you're asking the wrong
question. I want old versus old. I want old versus old. I want Breeze versus Brady.
Nah, I want old versus young.
I would like to see
I like the past and the future.
I think I want Kansas City. I think Kansas City's going to win the game. Who do you think is going to win the game, Martin?
I've honestly wavered on this all week. I think the Patriots will win.
I got New England, too.
It's
who
hard
do you got,
to go
Chuck?
Against Kansas City.
All right.
If the Rams win the Super Bowl and it's trophy time, will you turn it off?
No, I won't, because I'm not a.
What?
I'm not like.
We're not
afraid.
Haters.
I'm not. No, I'm
not haters.
I'm not a weirdo. Like I'm over it.
The people
are
in
weirdo.
St. Louis.
No, you
weirdo.
Are a weirdo.
Like I mean, what?
That get is, over it, man.
I mean, the problem is, Martin. Man,
Frank,
is
you tell him. Wait, you get over it.
Man, hold on a minute.
The problem is, people will turn it off.
What do you think
they,
the percentage
you,
is? Man,
you know
20% rooting
have
for
you,
the Rams.
Have you any of you guys
I
ever
think
lost? Have you ever lost a girlfriend? Either one of you guys?
Serious?
Have you lost a girlfriend?
Charlie, do I look like
get
the kind of guy
it,
that
man.
Have ever lost a girlfriend? Come on.
Man, I only had one. You married her.
Hey, I mean, that is a great way to put it. Have you ever lost,
you lost
your girl?
A girlfriend? Or
well,
I've lost a wife.
Get
you
got
to get over
it.
Move on, man. There's other things out there.
Did she
move
leave
on
you for
and
a
be
younger,
happy?
She leave you for a younger man?
No. Not at all.
I mean, what
not
is,
at all.
Another woman.
No.
Was that a serious question? Will you turn it off?
All right, what's
no,
next?
That's crazy. They're not going to turn it off.
We got two more minutes here.
Oh, we do? I was going to say, do we have time?
We got to get out.
One more minute.
All right.
ML
coming trying to rush us out. Who you got coming on?
Well, we got two guests coming up.
We have legit guests.
Is he coming
Dr. Donut.
No.
Any part of you think the goodbye, the farewell for Costas was a little underwhelming at NBC? Don't you think after all those years there should have been some more ceremonial
Hoopla.
Some more ceremonial send-off? I know we asked him that and he wasn't worried about it. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of negative.
It was
like
a press release the other day. It's officially doesn't work here anymore.
I think this is probably the way that he wanted it. You know, it would have been nice if maybe it was announced, hey, he's working his last Olympics and they can maybe have a send-off with him. And, you know, I don't know if he's doing any appearances on the Today Show or anything
you
like that.
You know who was
you know,
sad about it?
But Frank?
Frank probably cried like a
I think it was
like
kind of interesting is that Dan Caesar wrote an article where Costas had to come out and say, totally comfortable in leaving NBC.
Well,
like,
what's the story behind this?
Well,
no,
it's no.
his decision,
he's,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
been trying to orchestrate this for a
so
couple
this
years.
This is what he wants, man.
I think
I'm completely happy for him.
I think he got paid the last couple years to do very little work. He's not complaining at all. It's just local weather guys leave and we do 5-minute tributes. This guy does nearly four decades at the highest level and it's over with.
Interesting, good point.
I shot at Dave Murray there.
No. But I bet you.
I was being hypothetical.
Oh, wow.
We did an hour special. Costas leaves NBC and it's a press release.
I want to believe.
It seems weird.
I want to believe that if he wanted to have a big hoopla surrounding his exit, that he would have had one. He probably wanted it to be a little.
He's the best in his business.
Well, right there with. With Joe Buck and Al Michaels.
And
yeah.
Stephen A. Smith.
When Al Michaels leaves.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, but hold on. We got to put
right,
a brother there.
Come
on now.
Wait a minute. How about greatest black broadcaster of all time? James Brown is really good.
Oh, that's right. Greatest black broadcaster of all
black
time.
Black sports broadcaster.
Of all time. One of my favorites is Gus Johnson, currently working.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Best black sportscaster. Probably
James Brown is
the
most successful.
Who was the guy that worked with Costas and. Bill Walton.
Steve Jones. He was really
snapper.
Good.
Snapper.
God, was he good.
He was very good.
I Mike Vitello, fascinating.
But Stuart Scott is by far the best of all time. Best
extremely popular.
Sports anchor.
Mm. He was great.
Stephen A. Smith.
And James Brown's okay.
James Brown's okay.
Yeah. He's okay.
O.J. Simpson would have probably been on that list until things turned sideways.
But,
I mean, he was extremely popular.
O.J. got caught in the crosshairs, man.
Yeah.
No, that's
be careful
that's
you mess with, O.J.
All right, Frank, guess
like
what's next?
Alone.
Hey, always a pleasure.
The end of the slop.
All right, guys, thank you so much for
you guys have
by.
A wonderful weekend.
All right. Well, before we go to break, quick word about one of our great sponsors, and that is Maryville University. Go to maryville.edu for more information. They sponsor the phone lines. Lonnie Folks, their outstanding athletic director. Mark Stricker, their great basketball coach, and they're really good at a lot of sports. We appreciate them being a sponsor. Jim Haslett, when we come back.